how we doing?
Outstanding.
Perfect.
How are you, buddy?
Doing great.
Has it been a radical departure this season, your list of responsibilities from 2011?
Well, coming into camp, I knew that obviously, there's going to be some changes, always change in training camp. So, I was able to go to a position I played before, which is defensive end. It's a little more go get the quarterback, go get the ball type mentality. So, it's fun for me.
Not as much thinking?
Not too much in that position, which is, you got to do some things, obviously. But, the more things you can do, the more versatile you are for the team. It's just going to help, help the whole team out.
My last question is, do you feel as if that's a strength and that you have improved maybe some of your pass rushing skills from when you did it regularly?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Because of being up, I guess.
Obviously, in college, that was my position. That's all I played. My first couple years in the NFL, I was only a defensive end. I came here and learned how to play outside linebacker. So, it's kind of something that I'm just kind of adding to the bag of tricks. If you can, play DN, play outside backer, just, it's overall, it just helps everything.
Traditionally, it seems like left defensive ends, teams run that way. You're supposed to be more of a stout player.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're capable and built to hold up to that test?
I mean, I'm pretty strong. I've always been pretty strong. So I think that, tight ends, I've been able to handle them pretty well. Tackles, both of them at the same time, I should be all right. So, I've been doing it for a long time. And, it's just something that you work on. You get your techniques right. You get your hand placement right. And, especially in that position, it's more about technique and leverage than it is, just brute strength.
You had a two-pick game on national television a couple years ago. I mean, those days might be over. It's difficult.
Maybe just more sacks,
I was just going to tell you, what did you take, two picks or two sacks?
Which two sacks, any day. Two sacks.
Yeah, really?
Okay. I mean, two picks are a game changer, obviously, but
right.
I think I had two picks and a sack, so that's even better. So,
let's get those hands up.
The more you can do, right?
Rob, why so many dust-ups this camp?
I mean, obviously, this is NFL. You're always trying to, change things up, and you can't obviously go out every year and do exactly what you did the year before. So that's, the process of training camp. You're obviously going to be working and trying new techniques and, schemes. So, throughout training camp, you're always going to have a variety of different things you got to learn and do.
Do you think Bill was sending a message by getting rid of Julian and Nico?
Obviously, right now we're just all trying to get better. And, this is training camp. Things happen. But, Bill sometimes just, that's Bill trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And, those guys, they're fine. They'll be back tomorrow.
What is the message on that page?
Just don't fight.
Do you sense defense seems to be pretty confident and seems to be building on the foundation maybe that you started early in camp. Is that something tangible? Can you feel that as camp progresses?
Yeah, I mean, training camp is, it's supposed to be, everyone coming together as a unit and working together to try and improve and, kind of get to a point where you start the regular season and, everything's going and working together and everyone knows exactly what they're doing and what their roles are. So, I think that's what we're doing is we're just trying to, get the whole unit together and play as one.
When you have consistent success against an offense like this, though, does that help build confidence for the unit?
I mean, yeah, our offense is obviously one of the best, in the NFL to go against. So, the more work we have against them, obviously it's going to help us out when we play an opponent.
What are the most impressive things about Chandler? I mean, seems like he's a pretty good
Yeah,
kid, but for
yeah.
a young kid, what are the one or two things that really stand out?
Obviously, I think he's had some good coaching while he was young, so he obviously has the technique and things that you need at this level because you can't just get by off of speed and, size. You got to have, obviously a set of skills that you use that you've learned over the years. So I think that, he works his hands well. He's got obvious length that, is God-given, and, he's able to use that to his advantage.
People always talk about coordination, communication on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Defensive line, kind of similar.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a
Chandler or whoever.
You got to have a coordination of the rush. You can't just be out there doing your own thing. In this league, obviously, you got to have good rush lanes, or else a quarterback can see down the field and scramble on you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.
Hey, Rob, quick question.
Yeah.